Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Shoup.
Rappahannock United Way, our focus this morning, and we welcome to the show Janelle Donahue. Janelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. It's been a while since we've talked Rappahannock United Way, and there are lots of things going on. The fact, though, that you are sitting there with a book in all different colored markers makes me feel like you're going to give a presentation and you're going to use different colors for the presentation.
I could do that for you.
I would pay closer attention.
I'm known for my notebook with my pens.
Those are good. There's a lot of pens there. Did they come with the notebook?
No. They did not.
Okay, that's part of you.
Yeah.
Right now, Rappahannock United Way and taxes are the thing. And this is a program that has grown and grown and grown over the years. I still remember the morning, and it was like it was a bright, sunny morning, and we did a show, and you brought some people in, and we're going to talk about the earned income tax credit. United Way has helped people with taxes, helped people get refunds, and made a big impact in the community over the years.
Oh, yes. We've done this program now for 19 years. This is our 19th year doing the free tax program. And what we want to do is we just want to provide the service to our community. It isn't a charitable program. It is a program for financial best practices. And we just want to encourage our community to do a financial best practice, which is paying or at doing your taxes.
Is it there's a limit? It's something like $59,000 or thereabouts, and you qualify.
See, you're remembering years and years ago when we first started. You've got good memory, but we've upped it to $80,000.
If
you and your family have a gross income of $80,000 or less for 2022. You can come to Rappahannock United Way's free tax services and have your taxes filed. That number does fluctuate a little bit depending on how many people are in your household. So it can go up a little bit depending on your household. But $80,000. And the reason for $80,000 is because every 2 to 3 years, Rappahannock United Way helps to put in the Alice report for the state of Virginia. And the highest income in our community for Alice is $80,000 a year. So, if you make $80,000 or less, we'll do your taxes for free, and it literally is free.
We're going to talk all about that this morning. You mentioned Alice, asset limited, income constrained, employed.
Well done. Yes, Alice. That's the acronym for Alice, and that's our target population.
Everybody talks about that, and I think we should say and give Rappahannock United Way credit for Alice, because Alice is a person, is a lot of people in this area who are asset limited, income constrained, employed, trying to make it and really having difficulty.
Absolutely. The last report we did in the state of Virginia, 11% of Virginians were at the federal poverty level. And a lot of nonprofits focus on that area because it's most known. It's what you see. Those individuals, you see them. Well, 29% of Virginians are Alice. They're asset limited, income constrained, employed. They're working hard, but they're struggling to make the survival budget. And so we see Alice every day. If you go to a retail store or you go to a doctor's office, and those individuals who are doing everything but maybe a doctor, they're Alice. And so one emergency could really impact their financial stability because they don't always have the ability to have an emergency fund or save money. So if a car repair happens, it's really going to impact how they can pay their rent or pay for bills.
And when you say, boy, 29% for all of Virginia, and you can just, that's a big, but when you think about it as 3 in 10, all of a sudden you start thinking, You look around your neighborhood, or you look around, you know, any number of places where people are. That's a big number.
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge number. And there aren't a lot of places for Alice to turn. A lot of times when they turn to other nonprofits, and this is okay because this is the way we have done it for years, they're turned away because they make too much money. Oh, well, you make $60,000. Mm-hmm. You make enough money. But the reports that we're able to bring, United Way of Northern New Jersey leads the Alice program across the United States, and we're one of the states that participates in the Alice report. We'll have one coming out again this summer. Informs us that in Stafford County, for two working adults with an infant and a toddler in childcare, a family has to make $80,000 in order just to survive. That's rent, transportation, food, utilities, and that doesn't even count debt and other things. And that was pre-COVID. The last report came out in June of 2020. So that was pre-COVID numbers. So I'm really interested to see what the numbers look like now with inflation and the changes that we've had in the world.
Well, and last week we did a show and we had the sheriff and the Board of Supervisors chairman in Caroline. Mm-hmm. He used to look at Caroline and King George as kind of, well, I can't afford Spotsylvania, Stafford, or the city, but I can King George and Caroline. The numbers in Caroline really surprised me.
Wow.
It just costs more to live in Caroline now than you would think. So Alice is everywhere.
Alice is everywhere. I love that you said that because Alice is everywhere. And we have a wonderful community. And you know what? I'm even going to just say this too. Some of the best partners we have are our local governments because they see the need, especially during COVID. We partnered with local governments because they cared about their constituents, their residents. They cared about the people who live in their county and city. And they invested to help Rappahannock United Way give money to help with rent and mortgage and transportation needs.
RappahannockUnitedWay.org is the website. Janelle Donahue is here. We're talking taxes and Alice and a whole lot of other things this morning. We'll take a break and continue on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Janelle Donahue in this morning from Rappahannock United Way. The good talk on Alice, and you said about another survey coming out. It will be interesting to see what the numbers look like. Yeah. And obviously, I think we know what it's going to show because we see what Alice is. And you see it firsthand. You see a lot of stories, and you go to your Facebook page. You highlight really well and tell a lot of great stories.
Thank you. Yes. So I mean that's who we work with and for is Alice, and you know the free tech service, and we have financial assistance programs, and we have a lot of financial classes that we can help Alice with, and you know we see it every day. We're just hearing the stories over and over and over of how hard it is to live and to work in the area with prices going up but not income, you know, going up at the same amount.
Yeah. Back to the taxes, which is what we all started, what we started on. So you offer free taxes, and again, it can vary, but roughly $80,000.
Yep.
For a joint return.
It could just household income.
Or
it could be
household
one
income.
Person. It could be a family. It could be for whatever it is. So I want to stress the free part. I know in the life we always say, oh, nothing is free. We are a certified VITA site, which is a volunteer income tax assistance program. We have been for well over 15 years. And so we are certified by the IRS. All of our volunteers and greeters are certified through the IRS. And so we're not allowed to take donations. And we don't do the sneaky thing when you leave and be like, here's the donation can. No, it is a free service. We love that it's free. Again, it's not a charitable service. It is for individuals who would like assistance with their would like help with their taxes. And we kicked it off about 2 weeks ago. And the good and the bad news is that the good news is lots of people are using the service. The bad news is you better get in early because we were at capacity. We opened at 1, and before 2 o'clock, we were at capacity for the day of who we could help. So the beginning of the season is always busy, but we do encourage people to get in early so you can get that free service.
Yeah, it's because it's limited on just the number of volunteers that you have
exactly
to do it.
The good news is now that COVID is subsiding a little bit, our volunteers are more willing to come back one-on-one and in person, so we have more volunteers this year to be able to help us.
Good.
But a lot of people know about our service and have been coming for years, so there is a difference this year. During COVID, we took appointments, but now we've gone back to the previous way of first come, first serve. So that is a little bit different because we're getting calls. I want to set up my appointment, but it is first come, first serve. So you want to get there early, sign in so that we can help you this year.
What kind of things do I need to bring?
Oh, great question. So, of course, your driver's license and your Social Security card. And you'll need to bring a Social Security card, the original, for everybody that you're filing for. So if it's just yourself, yourself, but if it's for your spouse and or dependents, you need to bring their Social Security cards and then all of your W-2 forms for all the jobs you've had the past year, as well as any forms that you've received from the bank or other institutions for taxes. And we look at all your documents, we put them all together, and we have those that can do a basic return and those that can do an advanced return. We can't do military returns, and we can't do if you have rent as income. But everything else we pretty much can do. But if you have a complicated one, you may want to call ahead of time just to make sure we have the resources to do it. But most likely the answer will be yes.
Well, and the volunteers have taken the IRS training and are ready for this.
They are ready. They are certified. They've taken the test. They've had hours and hours, over 8 hours of training. And so I would definitely trust them. And they make sure that you get all of the credits that you've earned and that you deserve.
This has been a program that has been around, like you say, 19 years?
19 years.
And has really grown. And the great thing about it always is you're dealing with, a lot of times people will just think, I didn't make enough. I don't want you. You get people to, you need to file income taxes in most cases anyway. But you've had just some great stories over the years of people that have filed and have gotten significant refunds back.
Oh, absolutely. So like last year, we helped over 800 taxpayers do their taxes. And the thing is sometimes our taxpayers don't know the credits that they are eligible or entitled to. and our volunteers are trained to search for those. And the average return is about $1,500 for individuals. Not everybody. Some people have to pay. But we've had individuals who haven't filed their taxes because they were scared they'd have to pay and walked out with $12,000 in tax, in a tax return. Yes. That wife was not very happy that they had put that off for a while because they had some hard times and lived in a motel for a little while. And she's like, are you kidding me? We didn't have to live in a motel. But a lot of people walk out very surprised and happy.
Well, you're helping people in that way. You're helping people stay legal because eventually, if you're supposed to be paying taxes, it's going to catch up to you.
It will. It will catch up to you. And we don't want that to happen when it can be a simple, a simple return. And, some people are scared of messing up. And so come and use us. And some people want to learn and do it themselves. Well, we can coach you how to do your taxes as well because you're a capable person, but you're just a little nervous. We can help you with that as well.
Well, this has been this whole program has just changed so many lives. It's just helped the community, and you've been around as long as you have. Like you say, you don't need to look at this program and say, "Well, it's free. It's probably not as good."
Right.
It's good.
Oh, it's absolutely good. We have had individuals who've gone to competitors that charge, which that's okay. That's not a problem at all. But Our surveys show that it was just as professional, that we treated them just as professionally as other people because we do think of them as our customers. as well as, you know, you can't beat the cost. It's free. You know, and Ted, the other piece that's really exciting, and I wish she were here today, and my son, but I have a son and daughter who are of working age now, and last year I had both of them go to the option to fill out your taxes for free by self-filing, and both of them were very excited. Well, my daughter was very excited because she got money back. My son wasn't excited because he had to pay, but that wasn't the fault of the self-filing.
Yes.
But both of them did it on their own, and it was really, you know, pretty self-explanatory as they went through it. So they did it themselves.
What a good mom you are.
No, I just, you know, I just want them to learn how to do it themselves so I don't have to do it till they're, you know, 40.
Right, but that is a great way and a great illustration for them to see.
Right. I mean, they only had one or two W-2s, so it wasn't complicated.
Yeah.
But if an 18-year-old, or I guess she was 19, a 19 and a 17-year-old can do their own taxes, the self-filing option, if you're understanding computers and can just follow directions, it's pretty self-explanatory as well. So you don't have to wait in long lines.
Yeah. Well, and I know in the past you've had greeters that have wanted to just be a greeter, and they've seen the training and how it goes, and they've gone from being a greeter to a preparer for people.
Yeah. And that's exactly what we have. We have individuals who say, I want to volunteer. And we say, well, come in and be a greeter. And so they do, because the greeters have to go through all the paperwork and just check off that you have XYZ for paperwork. But then they see and hear from the tax preparers how pretty straightforward it is. And then they become brave enough. Some greeters are just greeters, and some become brave enough. And it's so exciting to see them grow. And one lady this year, you know, she was a new volunteer and said, well, I really want to be a tax preparer, but I wanted to kind of get a feel of what it felt like. And so she's greeting, and then I think by the end of the year, she'll be one of our tax preparers.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing that we haven't talked about, we've talked about just the personally what people get out of this, but for the community, the money that's going back into the community.
So absolutely. So people are paying bills, because we have a survey at the end and we say, you know, what will you use your return for? And, you know, it isn't, I'm going to go buy that big TV for President's Day, or I'm going to go, you know, XYZ. Mm-hmm. They're paying down debt. They're saving. They're paying for education. And they're putting the money toward dreams, such as buying their own home or sending their child, you know, to school. So it's a big deal what people can do with their return. And people typically, from what we're learning, they're not squandering it. They're using those dollars. And now, unfortunately, they're using it to feed their families.
Right. As far as what inflation is doing to all of us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just another reason why, especially no matter what you're getting back, it's important to do this right now.
Oh, it's very important. And we have an incentive program because we believe savings is a good best practice for finances. So we encourage everyone who does their taxes that if they put 10% of whatever they're getting back for their taxes into a savings account, their savings account, this has nothing to do with us, 10% into their savings account, they go into a weekly drawing for $100. And we just pulled our first weekly drawing winner. That's on our website.
I saw it.
Yes, our winner. And it's exciting how that money comes right in need when somebody wins or gets so excited.
Well, this is the type of program, Janelle, that whether you personally may not need it, but if you know of someone in your neighborhood or who you work with, who you go to church with, that could use this, RappahannockUnitedWay.org, all the information.
It's all right there. I had a friend who was, you know, a long-term banker, very successful, but now retired and on a fixed income, and was like, I just don't know if I can, you know, do it, but did her taxes on her own and was very successful.
Look at that.
You know, it's a very positive community. We all just want to help each other.
It is a great program, and just really a number of things that Rappahannock United Way does. If you don't know about Rappahannock United Way, or think you do but not really, just go and navigate your Facebook page for a while, or go to the website, and I think you'll be really surprised at the number of things. And we're going to talk about some of those things as we go along this morning. But this time of year, the tax program is really the big thing. Don't keep putting this off, because like you said, the good news is a lot of people are using it, and The bad news is a lot of people are using it, and so you might, if you keep putting this off, you might run into some issues.
Yeah, you don't want to put it off, and we can help you put away the fear and just come see us, and you'll see how easy it is, and it's just a good best practice.
Janelle Donahue here with Rappahannock United Way, rappahannockunitedway.org. Check them out on Facebook also. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll talk about a number of other things with Rappahannock United Way on this Monday morning.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Janelle Donahue in this morning with Rappahannock United Way. Before we get out of here this morning, a few other things that we didn't talk about as far as taxes. We'll get into where you can go and things like that. So we will get back to taxes, but a couple other things to talk about, Janelle. We talk a lot about ALICE, and that kind of ties into the Ignite Hope that you've been involved with.
So one of the pieces that comes out of the ALICE report, because we use data, so we're not just grabbing this information out of the sky. We use our ALICE report. Data shows that one of the needs that ALICE has is transportation. And as you know, in the Fredericksburg area, I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. But one of the things that is difficult in Fredericksburg is transportation if you don't have a car.
Yeah.
You know, it's just we don't have it set up for our region to really be able to go places without a car.
That is one of the because you can get around in Northern Virginia.
Exactly.
And even in the Richmond area, there are options. But around here, we're just not big enough.
Right. Absolutely. And so everybody needs a car. We live in a society where we all need a car. We're looking for a car right now for my son, so he can get to work and get to school because we're working. But anyway. So one of the things that we focus on for ALICE is making sure that ALICE has transportation, because if you can't get to work in Fredericksburg, you might lose your job, and then that might spiral you into poverty.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't pay your bills. So we have a program called Ride United, and it is a program where we want to reduce transportation barriers that prevent individuals and families from accessing health care, getting quality jobs, completing education programs. So we know that transportation is a key issue for individuals seeking services. So we provide round-trip, on-demand Lyft rides. So Lyft, it's like the Uber or Lyft. We use
mm-hmm.
Lyft.
Yeah.
We have a partnership with Lyft to connect community members to services. So, if you need rides to something related to education, to employment, to healthcare, and other issues, we provide a free ride up to $25 each way. So that's $25 each way. So $50 Lyft ticket to get you where you need to go in the community. And you can also do multiple requests. Now, we do our due diligence to make sure these are true viable needs. You can get a free ride to get you where you need to go. We have helped people keep their jobs because their car's in the shop and they've exhausted friends or their one car
mm-hmm.
family. So here are the requirements. Eligible riders, you have to be a resident of the greater Fredericksburg area. So Fredericksburg, Stafford, Spotsman, and Caroline, King George. You have to be over 18 years of age and have no other transportation options available. And you have to request rides. They must be reasonable, a reasonable distance. We're not going to take you to California, right, or New York to see the Rockettes play.
Right. You won't take me to the Super Bowl.
Oh, man, no. But, you know, we might have to talk about that. Reasonable distance, and riders must have a smartphone. So hopefully that doesn't, take people out. But
okay.
We do everything through a smartphone app.
Sure.
And have an active Lyft account with a Lyft app. So all you got to do is add the Lyft app. and create an account. And we do that. And so you can learn more about this on our website. Look under Get Help and then under Transportation, and you can sign up for lift tickets. Not for skiing, but for transportation around the Fredericksburg area. But this has been tremendous. We've had partnerships with United Way Worldwide, with Allen and Allen and Allen and Allen. Our partners have been tremendous in getting people where they need to go.
What a great option that gives people, and then the fact that you do have partners who realize that this is important, and just those people that you mentioned have been so involved in so many different things in the community, and to see that this really is a need.
It is a need, and so you know, Ted, I've learned that you don't have to be grateful for the situation you're in, but you can be grateful in the situation you're in. And so I was thinking about this. This came out of a need during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is really neat is that the partners, like you said, during the pandemic, they saw a need. And so they provided this program to get individuals to go get vaccines for COVID.
Yeah.
But it was so successful, and people were asking for other opportunities, such as medical appointments or education or employment, that we talked to our partners, and after the pandemic, I guess we can say it's over, I guess, was over, they said, yes, let's still meet the community needs. And so I guess this is what we're grateful for, is the pandemic provided a program that now we can continue and help our Alice individuals.
And as we talk about Alice, and we talk about the struggles to survive, this is such a big one.
Transportation.
And like you say, even if you're in a situation where you have a vehicle and all of a sudden it's got a couple thousand dollars in repairs, and it's going to be just to get parts for it might be a few weeks.
Yes.
And it's not like you can just take off.
No, you have to get to work. And what we do for Alice is we try to keep them above the poverty level. And so we want to keep them employed. So we're like that safety net that keeps them from falling. So we want to keep them going to work. And you know what? That benefits the employers, because as mm-hmm. you and I were talking on the break, the hiring situation is so difficult for employers that let's keep people who are employed employed. And transportation is one of those needs that United Way can help to provide.
I see it weekly with various people that come in here who are hiring and looking for someone and talking to me either on air or off air of how hard it is to fill just basic things, and by not being able, in some cases, especially with some nonprofits, to not be able to hire some people, it's impacting services.
So you're exactly right. And what we don't want to do is let basic needs be an excuse for people to lose their jobs, mm-hmm. employers to lose good working individuals. I've shared this before, but during the pandemic, we were continuing to help pay for car repairs through our Prosper Financial Assistance. And we had an individual who was laid off from a mental health organization, who didn't want to lay off individuals. She got called back to work, was so excited, but her car was in the shop. She had close to $3,000 in repairs. She couldn't get her car back unless she paid that, but she had been laid off. Luckily, she was with a partner of ours and had learned about the Alice Assistance Program. So we paid for her car repair so she could get to work, so she didn't lose her job as a mental health provider. And they are so important to us. So we're all part of the success of the cycle. So she went back to work and helped those who are struggling, with mental health. So that's what we want to do, right?
Yeah. No, I was going to say, that is a great story just to show just – it does illustrate how so many things are connected.
Absolutely.
In the community.
I can't provide mental health resources in the community. Rappahannock United Way's mission is not to do that. But when we all work together, we can make it successful for individuals, for employers, and for the health of our community.
Yeah, you show in just in that illustration, there's probably at least three or four cogs there,
right?
That you take one out, and if it all falls apart, a lot of things fall apart.
Absolutely. And we're helping the businesses such as those car repair places to be able to get the money that they deserve as well. Because if individuals can't pay, they're losing money. And if they're losing money, they can't stay in business. And like you said, it's a cycle. And we want to be a cog in that success.
Well, and so often, Janelle Donahue, Rappahannock United Way in this morning. In so many cases, there's sometimes so many reasons why there are these openings. And it's just too easy to say, I guess, sometimes, well, people just don't want to work.
Absolutely.
There are way more reasons sometimes. It might be just a small thing, but the reason they can't work is because, in the case that you showed, my car is in and I can't get it back because I don't have money to pay for it, and now I can't have my job. And there are a lot of reasons for some of these things. Everything isn't quite so easy as we may think sometimes.
I like that you say that. Everything isn't so quite that easy. And, you know, Alice, we found, are very... they have a lot of pride.
Sure.
And so I wouldn't, maybe they don't go to their employer and say, hey, I'd love to come back to work, but I can't afford to pay for my car repairs. So they'll either just maybe resign or allow themselves to be let go.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to share that they can't afford to get their car repaired.
Yeah.
And so United Way can do that in a very confidential and private way to help that individual be successful and to get back to work. And I like that you said it's not always straightforward. People just don't want to work, or they're lazy, or they're this. That's not always the case, and that's what we experience every day with our Alice clients.
This is a good reason also to talk about when you see in the community, or when if your place of employment offers chances to donate to United Way, to take a serious look at that, because you're involved in a lot of things and offer financial assistance to a lot of different areas. And that's why, again, if you've got a family member, a coworker, someone you know, just someone in your world that does need some help, have them look at you at Rappahannock United Way, because there may be something that may be something like Ride United.
No, absolutely. People are always saying, I want to make a difference. I want to give to something that's really impacting individuals and mm-hmm. helping them. And United Way is one of those places. You know, the old model, your grandmother's model, was that United Way raised money so they could give it out to other nonprofits. We still give out grants to nonprofits. That's still important to us. But now we're doing more around financial stability and helping individuals, continue to have a good education, a good job, and good health.
Yeah. No. There are so many options out there, and like you said, because so many people do want to just I want to make sure it stays local.
Yes. Well, you know,
you stay local.
It stays local. Yes, unless you designate it to go out to California to save the whales, which is that's great. But unless you designate it otherwise, it's going to stay right here in our community. And we have great partners. We have big companies, Mary Washington Healthcare and Geico, and all of the companies that we work with, even RECSB, which is a nonprofit, but they give and their employees give back to United Way. And it's awesome. We even have a subdivision, Virginia Heritage, which is mainly very successful retirees who are living in a senior community.
Okay.
And during COVID, they received their stimulus and they said, hey, we don't really need this money. Who needs it? And so they created a campaign for United Way and the food bank, and they're still raising money and giving back so that we have money in our Alice Assistance Fund to help individuals, because they knew how important it was for people to get back to work and stay employed. So we've got partners all over, great creative ways to give.
Well, it was during the pandemic, you and I, we did shows a couple times a month, it seemed like, because you were so involved with mm-hmm. things. And that really wasn't anything new. That's what Rappahannock United Way did. It just at that particular time, it all sort of happened because you administered things from giving away masks and mm-hmm. all kinds of different things. So if you've got a need or you know of a need, look at Rappahannock United Way. Or if you're in the position that you can give to Rappahannock United Way, so it can be put into a fund here or there.
Absolutely. We take everything. The only thing we're not taking right now that I'm aware of is we're not taking donations of children and not taking donations of Bitcoin. But other than that, you can do cash, checks,
anything.
Stock, you know, whatever you need.
You still have the love sign over there? I haven't been by there lately.
We do. It's an official sign for the Virginia's Lovers love sign. So, yeah, you can come over and take a picture by the love sign between Wawa and Rappahannock United Way.
Over there on Tidewater Trail is where Rappahannock United Way is. RappahannockUnitedWay.org, again, is the website to get more information. Janelle Donahue is here this morning. When we come back, we'll wrap it up this morning by talking about taxes and everything you need to know to get involved with that. We've even had a little bit more time this morning to talk about taxes, and that is going on right now. Just started, what you said, a couple weeks ago.
So yes, mm-hmm. And going through April.
So. Yeah, so get involved with that or get someone who does need their taxes done involved with that. We'll be back with Janelle on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Janelle Donahue in this morning with Rappahannock United Way, rappahannockunitedway.org, the website. We started, we'll end with the free tax service. One thing we didn't talk about is where you can get free tax help.
Yes, so that's the great thing about United Way is we have some standing locations where you can go for taxes. Every day during the week, except for, I believe, Sunday, there is a tax site that you could go to.
Okay.
We partner with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Amazing system. Great partners. They've been with us for probably the whole time we've had our tax sites. And so if you go on you're always sharing our website, which is great, RappahannockUnitedWay.org. You can go in and see what day we have standard tax sites. I'd say I'm here, but it's better for you to read them.
There's a lot of them.
There are a lot of them. And you can also call our office at 373-0041, extension 300. And the ladies who answer our phones, they will share where you can go. But we have standard ones during the week at the libraries, but also at Rappahannock United Way. We have tax sites at United Way right there on, like you said, Tidewater Trail, right between Wawa and the Shannon Airport. On Friday and Saturdays, we are closed on Sundays. We give our volunteers and staff one day off a week. But you can really get your taxes done. And then we also have pop-ups. So for those of you who are like, oh, but I live in Caroline or King George or I live out, we have pop-ups that happen in the county. So be paying attention to where we're going to pop up for a couple days in Caroline County and in King George County. And again, we're in the libraries in Fredericksburg, Spotsylvania, and Stafford.
Easy enough. Got lots of locations and lots of options for you. And like you say, you're back this year to first come, first serve.
Yes, absolutely. First come, first serve. So some individuals loved having the appointments, but this year you don't have to sit in your car while we do your taxes. So we're not doing the drive-up option. Some of you might have enjoyed that, but we are doing it. Oh, and Ted, I forgot to tell you that for some of the tax sites, we do credit counseling. And so while you're waiting, if you would like to meet with a credit volunteer, they'll pull your credit for free and go through your credit report with you confidentially and let you know how to improve your credit score. So that's something that we're doing, as well as our good friend Ann Klockner partners with us for Legal Aid Works and comes in and gives information about opportunities for it's not legal advice, but it's legal information, how to get connected.
Yeah.
And she's amazing with knowledge and a resource. So we have a lot of things that go on beyond taxes at the tax sites as well. And we have coaches. If you're like, I just can't seem to get my budget done or savings or credit score down, we have counselors, financial counselors that can work with you as well.
There's a lot goes on.
It is.
A lot goes on. Now, to go to these tax sites, there are some things you just don't show up with. You have to bring some things.
Yes, you have to bring your driver's license. You have to bring social security cards for everybody you're filing for. And you need to bring all your paperwork. And try to get as organized as possible because that'll get you through the line quicker. So, yeah, they're... just your paperwork, your driver's license, and the original Social Security card. If you don't have it, go to your local Social Security office.
And those are things that the IRS requires. So you can't do anything about that.
Absolutely.
That's the rule. And this is free, and it really is free. You're not going to ask. You're not going to have little puppy eyes and say.
Janelle is not at the door saying, thank you for using our services. May I please have a donation?
Right. No. There's none of that. And these are good services. And like you say, I've known people that have done them that have taken advantage of this that are well known in the community. So this isn't just like, well, you know.
Yeah.
You get what you pay for. This is good stuff.
This is excellent service. Again, I'll put a plug in for our self-filing as well. You can go online and get our link to our self-filing. It is free, and it does retain your information year to year, so when you file it, have that information. Encourage your young people. That's a best practice, too, is to have your young people. They usually have a very easy tax return. Teach them young how to do their taxes so that they don't have to pay as they get older, and they don't have to wait in line as well. So if you don't want to wait in line, but you feel confident, you're just not sure, our online self-filing system is easy to use.
Again, if you know of someone, you may work with them. They may sit next to you in Sunday school.
Yes.
They may be your neighbor. They may be just somebody that you have an acquaintance with that you know. Could use this service, pass it along, because that's what you're there for, and that it helps the community ultimately.
Absolutely. It helps. It's important.
RappahannockUnitedWay.org, or if you want to call 373-0041, extension 300, they can give you information on where the different locations are, because they are varied all around the community. RappahannockUnitedWay.org.
Wonderful.
And go to the Get Help tabs
for
all kinds of information of what you offer.
Financial assistance, taxes, everything.
Janelle, thank you so much. Good stuff this morning to start the week off. Thank you for what you and what Sarah and all the others at Rappahannock United Way are doing.
Thank you for getting the word out for us.
Janelle Donahue, Rappahannock United Way, RappahannockUnitedWay.org. That is it. Thanks for listening. See you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.